Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 14th, 2025. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, a new report from Bloomberg dives deep into Apple's plans to expand into new product categories, powered in part by its renewed effort on Siri and artificial intelligence. The story explains that Apple is still working on its HomePad smart display product. This was initially planned to debut this year, but has been pushed to mid-2026 due to delays of the upgraded Siri architecture. Apple is also still working on its tabletop Siri device, described as an iPad on a robotic arm that can move around and follow you based on where you're standing or sitting. Apple employees refer to it as a Pixar lamp-style device. This iPad robotic arm product is expected to launch in 2027. A new version of Siri will be the basis of these products, and we've talked before about a lot of the new features like personal context and in-app actions. Bloomberg's report explains that there's more to it than just those two things. The report says Apple is planning to put Siri at the center of the device's operating systems and give it a visual personality to make it feel lifelike. The approach, which Apple is codenamed Bubbles, is vaguely reminiscent of Clippy, the animated paperclip from the 1990s that served as a virtual assistant in Microsoft Office. The story says Apple has tested making Siri look like an animated version of the Finder logo, which is the iconic smiley face that represents the Mac's file management system. Designers are also considering ideas that veer closer to Memoji, the playful characters that Apple lets users design for their Apple accounts. Bloomberg says that this new visual personality will be key for Apple's forthcoming tabletop robot. The idea is for this device to act like a person in a room. It could interrupt a conversation between friends about dinner plans and suggest nearby restaurants or relevant recipes. It's also being designed to engage in back and forth discussions for things like planning a trip or getting tasks done. Of course, all of this hinges on the continued success of Apple's development of new Siri features. And of course, the company has to first ship the new features it promised last year before officially moving on to this more ambitious roadmap. Next up today, Bloomberg also reports that Apple is working on an expanded ecosystem of smart home products. The smart home family of products would be home security products designed to compete with the likes of Amazon's Ring brand and Google's Nest. Bloomberg first reported that Apple was developing a Face ID-enabled doorbell last December, but as it turns out, the company's ambitions extend well beyond that. The story details that Apple is developing a camera designed for home security that is battery-powered and could last from several months to a year on a single charge. The home security camera has facial recognition and infrared sensors to determine who is in a room. Apple believes users will place multiple cameras throughout their home to help with automation. That could mean turning lights off or on when someone leaves or enters a room, or automatically playing music liked by a particular family member. The report continues by saying Apple plans to develop multiple types of cameras and home security products as part of an entirely new hardware and software lineup. The report doesn't give any details on when these products might see the light of day, but the overarching theme is that all of this is part of Apple's plan to expand to new product categories enabled by its AI features. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. You know that sinking, frantic feeling when your Mac crashes, or even worse, is lost? Now imagine that happening, but there's no panic because you already set up Backblaze. Backblaze backs up all of the data from your Mac automatically, continuously, and without slowing you down. Whether you're working, gaming, or traveling, your files are automatically protected in the background. Restore from the cloud or get a drive shipped right to you, your files whenever and wherever you need. Hit the link in the show notes and use code 9TO5DAILY for 10% off or try it free at backblaze.com/9to5Mac. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Running out today, Apple has announced that it will release a software update for iPhone and Apple Watch today with a redesigned blood oxygen feature for Apple Watch users in the United States. This comes over 18 months after Apple began selling the Apple Watch without the blood oxygen feature in America due to a patent dispute. As a refresher, Apple has been embroiled in a legal battle with health technology company Masimo for years over patents related to this feature. The situation escalated in December 2023 when an import ban kicked in, prohibiting Apple from selling Apple Watch models with the blood oxygen feature in the US. Apple halted Apple Watch sales altogether in the United States due to that import ban for several days in December of 2023. It ultimately began selling the Apple Watch Series 9 and Ultra 2 without the blood oxygen feature to circumvent that import ban. That's been the status quo ever since. Apple introduced the new Apple Watch Series 10 last September, and it too is missing the blood oxygen feature in the US. In the meantime, Apple and Masimo have continued battling out the case in court. Apple says that it will release iOS 18.6.1 and watchOS 11.6.1 later today to introduce a redesigned blood oxygen feature for Apple Watch users in the United States. This includes the Apple Watch Series 10, as well as the Series 9 and Ultra 2, which don't have the original blood oxygen feature. The way the new version of the feature works is different than before. You can start a session in the blood oxygen app on Apple Watch, and the sensors on your watch will then collect the necessary data. That data is then used by your iPhone to calculate your blood oxygen measurements. The results are viewable in the respiratory section of the health app on your iPhone. The key difference is that you won't be able to view the results on the Apple Watch itself, and all processing is done by the iPhone. The redesigned version of the feature also still supports background blood oxygen measurements, so your Apple Watch can collect data in the background and pass it off to the iPhone for calculation. Finally, Apple says there is no impact to Apple Watch units previously purchased that include the original blood oxygen feature, nor to Apple Watch units purchased outside of the US. Apple explains that it's continuing its appeal of the initial ITC decision and believes it should be reversed by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit, but there's no timeline on that case coming to an end. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow along with me on Threads at Chance H. Miller, and we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.